suffering? Why did he have to die?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Unless a person truly believes in the literal history of Genesis, they'll not really fully understand suffering and death. You see, because we and Adam rebelled against our holy Creator, that's why there's death and suffering in the world. It's not God's fault, it's our fault. For one Christian couple, the Zitzmans, they've grieved over the death of their teenage son in a motorcycle accident. But because they believe the Bible and understand that death is a consequence of our sin, well, they were able to cope with this terrible tragedy. When the Zitzmans spoke to the gentleman who accidentally collided with their son, Troy, this man told them he wasn't a Christian. And why? He said he believed in evolution. The Zitzmans were able to use the fact that they and their son were creationists to witness to this person concerning the truth of God's Word. You see, God used this tragedy to bring the truth of His Word to a person who thought evolution proved God's Word couldn't be trusted.
Indeed, a question that we receive all the time at our Creation Museum is, why is there so much suffering and death in this world if there's a God? Ken Ham tackles that question head-on in a DVD we're making available to you for a donation of any size. Request Ken's DVD when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or try our website of answersoffer.org.